that syrup is made from the corn, and a lot of people use that syrup in their baking, like baking a cake. Now I'm no cook, but I've seen my mother and my granny use the corn syrup in their baking. Mm. And a lot of things that they bake. And I love good corn syrup with hotcakes.
Oh, I've never had that. Just maple syrup.
that's a jug of maple syrup there that a friend of mine just came from Vermont and brought me. You should see the way they do that. They get that maple from the trees just like you get turpentine from the pine trees here in Vermont.
And what's that thing that you stick in the tree to get that stuff out?
They don't stick anything in the tree. They take a little knife or an axe. I'm not too familiar with this, but I've seen it done. And they chop the tree on one side to make the sap run out of it. They call that for the syrup, they call it the juice from the tree where they cook and make the syrup from. Now, here in Georgia, especially in South Georgia, we have a lot of turpentine that comes from the pine trees, which is the same operation that we make turpentine from. That's where we get our turpentine in Georgia.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you call the top part of a barn? And the part that is between the top part and the
that
bottom
is part. Known to me as the loft of the barn. And Granddad usually he stored his hay in the barn, and in that loft he had, usually the loft was over the stalls where he kept his mules or his cows. And at the top part, he'd always have a hole cut in the top of the loft where he could just take his fork and stick into the hay and drop a fork full of hay down into the rack that was built for the cattle to eat out of.
Huh. What do you call the thing that you put hay into out on the field?
A cradle. You mean one that you cut the hay with, or
well, like if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, what do you put it in?
That is what they call racking a hay. Racking the hay, they just stack it on a round a stick, a big pole. They put a big pole down in the ground to hold it up, and sometimes they build them as high as a house.
Hmm.
Just racking the hay around the stick, and a lot of times they'll do that out in the field where the cattle, where it's fenced in, where they can turn the cattle in there, and then the cattle will stand there and eat around the rack.
Mm-hmm. What's a hay barrack? Have you ever heard of that?
A hay barrack? I have heard of it, but it's a place where they store the hay, but I don't know just exactly.
It's four poles and a sliding roof.
Four poles and a sliding roof?
Uh-huh.
I've never seen it.
That might be a New England term now or something.
Now some of the larger cattlemen that raise a lot of cattle in other areas of the country probably use it that way, but in this part of the country it's mostly either stored in the roof of the barn or stacked.
Mm-hmm.
In a stack out in the field.